The Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, plans to build up to 4,000 houses, but the National Party says the numbers don't add up. Yesterday, Mr. Twyford unveiled the plan to build homes on roughly 30 hectares in the Unitech campus in Mount Albert. The ACT Party leader, David Seymour, says that'll be like cramming more than 100 homes into an area the size of a rugby field. And National's housing spokesperson, Judith Collins, says the homes will have to be incredibly tiny. I spoke to the Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, and he told me they hope to start building within a year.
It'll take a little time because Unitech have to consolidate their operations at the southern end of the block, and they're going to have to prepare some buildings to move into before they can vacate some of the space that we're taking over. So it'll take a little while, but within a year I hope we'll be building houses on the site.
And how long does it take to get all of them built?
I would expect a development on the scale where we're going to be building, you know, a whole new suburb with 3,000 to 4,000 new homes, at least a decade.
So Judith Collins is calling this rebadging, that the deal was done with Unitech, clearing the way for them to go ahead.
Having done virtually nothing on housing for 9 years, apparently now Kiwi Build is the National Party's idea. I mean, I find that extraordinary.
But was this project running before Labor took office?
Well, when I became the Housing Minister, I heard that Unitech were in the process of selling this land off to private developers. Now, if that had happened, there's every chance that this land would have been land banked for another 20 years. It could have been developed with basically covering the entire block with McMansions that no one could afford. By doing what we're doing, by the government leading a master planned process of building a mixed community with strong urban design and affordable housing, we can actually ensure that this development delivers the things that people need, and that is a mix of different housing types at prices they can afford in communities that are well served by transport links and have all the best of urban design, open spaces and schools and retail and parks for kids to play in. If the National Party had had its way, we would be looking at either land banking or plastering the whole thing in McMansions that
no one can afford.
How
small are these houses going to be? If within that 30 hectares, are you saying that's also where the parks will be?
Yes. So the modelling for this...
They're going to have to be small houses.
The modelling for this was done by the same people who have led the very successful Hobsonville Point development. It assumes 63% of the land will be covered in housing and dwellings. The rest of it will be open spaces and public amenities. It's a mix. We've assumed a mix of townhouses, terraces and apartments. And the size of the dwellings will be very similar to what you see in Hobsonville. So anything from kind of 80 square metres up to 200 square metres. Look, Hobsonville has been stunningly successful. They can't build homes there fast enough.
No, that's true. But let's go back to this one. So you're adding 4,000 homes into this large block.
We've said 3,000 to 4,000.
So when do you start adding the transport? Because the existing transport infrastructure is not going to support that.
So, I mean, that's the really exciting thing about the site, is that it's going to have extraordinarily good transport connections. It's got the Mount Albert rail station at one end. It's going to have light rail at the Point Chev end of it. It's got cycleways on every side of the development, and it's going to have a high-frequency bus service on Carrington Road.
Yeah, but when would the light rail come in at the Point Chev end?
We're working on that right now, and we'll have more to say about that in the coming months.
Inside the decade that it will take to build the houses?
I certainly hope so.
And you can do this without overloading the infrastructure, the sewerage, the drainage, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I was amused to hear Judith Collins saying that, oh, they haven't taken into account doing the sewerage and the roads and the infrastructure. Well, I don't know how much Judith Collins knows about property development, but whenever you do a development, whether it's a greenfields development like Hobsonville or a brownfields development in the city, you have to invest in the roads, the drainage, the water to the tap, electricity networks. That's just what you have to do.
But that's all doable for this one.
Yeah, of course. We've taken that into account in terms of the development economics of the site. That's just what you do in any development, brownfields or green.
Is it a financial risk for the government?
Well, part of what we're doing here is saying that the market has failed. the private sector cannot undertake developments like this on its own because they're too complex and there's too much risk. The reason we have government is to take some of the risk, to share some of the risk, to make it easy for the private sector to come in and develop and build and sell great places for people to live, play and work. That's why we have government.
That's the Housing Minister, Phil Twyford.